Well, Tony, first of all, now you've got all your squad back together, how are they looking?
Well, Solomon came in late yesterday, so we won't know until today. And we're still analysing one or two others as well. It's just to see how, you know, physically and mentally they are.
The international break has been and gone. How much of your day-to-day changes during that time when you haven't got your full squad together?
Well, I don't enjoy it because they're taken away from you, and you're worried that they're going to come back injured or come back fatigued. But it's the same for everybody, so you know you have to get on with it.
A couple of new contracts in the interim as well. In particular, young Sam Field, who's tied down in theory for 4 years, which must please you greatly.
No, I'm delighted. I'm absolutely. You know, we've got Tyler Roberts, we've got Kane Wilson, we got Jonathan Lico, and now we've got Sam. And, you know, they're four players who I think have got fantastic futures in the game. And now, you know, we've worked hard to tie this down and get this. They've now got their futures here at West Bromwich Albion. They're all local boys, and they've all got enormous talent. What they've got to do now is turn that talent into what I call reality, and that is playing football. But they've got good attitudes, those kids. And I expect them to be very successful for this club in the years to come.
We've seen Sam a couple of times, notably his first start against Middlesbrough, and he looked very assured. It must be pleasing when you have faith in a youngster to put him in the team that he rewards you with a good performance.
No, Sam's played and trained well, and he'll be disappointed he's not in not starting at the moment. But they need a bit of time, and you know they have their ups and downs. I enjoy working with them. Like I say, I've got a lot of respect for them, and I think they're going to be good players. But they have to realise that this is just the start. They haven't made it, and that's been the big thing for me with all of them. You know, the making it is playing, you know, 150 games in the Premiership, and they're miles away from that at the moment. So, you know, this is just the start. Fingers crossed they'll focus, they'll dedicate their lives to what is a wonderful profession, and a profession that, you know, can see them in a position wealth-wise, not just for themselves but the families and all their loved ones around, where they can look after them for the rest of their lives.
And on that note, just how realistic is breaking into the first team for them? Is that the next step for them?
Yeah, I think every I wouldn't have no qualms if I had to play any of them,
which is glowing praise indeed.
Yeah, no problems at all.
You return from this break with quite a bump, actually. You have four very difficult fixtures on the horizon, starting with Spurs. You must be pleased that the form you built up before the international break with some good performances sees you in quite a good position at the moment.
Well, the situation we're in is that we're going to have good spells and bad spells. We're going to have good spells and bad spells, and you have to accept that you'll get a little tap on the back when things are going well, and you'll get criticised when things are not going so well. And as a manager, you have to ride and work with that. That's part and parcel of the job. The most important thing is that you just keep focused and keep moving on to the next day and the next day and the next day and the next game and the next game and the next game, doing the things that you've done and not changing anything and not being affected by either praise or criticism.
In Spurs, a team that you have spoken highly of in the last few minutes, title contenders, you say, how much of an edge then does that add to tomorrow's game?
All the games, you know, you look at this football club, and for us to be playing, you know, you just mentioned that, you know, the next three clubs, you know, Tottenham, Man City and Liverpool. You know, they're wonderful, wonderful clubs whose investment and strength as a, you know, they're in the top 10 clubs in the world. So, you know, for us to be able to, you know, to compete and play against them is wonderful. And we just got to make sure that, you know, West Bromwich Albion is still doing that for years to come.
And just finally from me, you have a player in Nasser Chadli who comes up against his former side. How determined do you think he will be to put in a good display? You tend to see that with players against former sides.
Well, we just want him to play as well as he's played in the last few games, because he's been absolutely exceptional. And, you know, he's shown a talent that has certainly helped us as a team. He's got good composure on the ball, he's good awareness. And he's clinical when he gets in front of goal, which is, you know, you can't have too many of them in your team.